Destiny of the Dead, Book 3 in the Song of the Tears trilogy, written by Ian Irvine and read by Jack Hawkins.
"There's no way out this time, is there?"
said Melis, wiping the teeming rain from her eyes. Nish glanced at her and managed a smile, for she was even grubbier than he was. Her small figure was clotted with mud from head to foot.
"I can't think of one."
He rubbed his nose and winced. His battered face was so swollen that he was almost unrecognizable. It was mid-morning on the range of ruin, and everyone had gathered in a ring around him, hoping for a miracle, but it wasn't going to happen. The enemy held the surrounding ridges, trapping them in a clearing in the forested valley. They had been ordered to take Nish and Melis alive and put everyone else to death. All their struggles over the past weeks and all Nish's agony had been for nothing. He and his Gendragorian militia had driven themselves to the limit of human endurance to climb the rain-drenched range and reach Blisterbone Pass before his father's army, and they would have succeeded had their treacherous guide, Kerr, not led them astray. The pass was only a league away in a direct line, yet it was as unreachable as the moon, for the enemy's advance guard had beaten them to it, and the rest of that monstrous army could not be far behind. For supporting Nish and daring to oppose his corrupt father, the God Emperor Jal Nish Halar, the peaceful little nation of Gendragore was going to be obliterated and its men, women and children taken into slavery. Nish felt responsible, for the Gendragorians had not wanted to go to war. He had talked them into coming, and now he bitterly regretted it. Their situation was hopeless, yet he could not give in. During the Lyrinx War, they had snatched victory from defeat many times, and surely there had to be a way to do it again. But they could not win by force of arms, which left only the secret art.
"Flid," Nish said quietly, "we really need your help." "What if you made another portal with the Mime Mule?"
said Melis, for Flid had used that little mimicking device to create the portal that had brought her, Flid, and Agur here.